Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9, it's Dave and Darren, 906. And that would mean that Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor of the River City Reader, is here. We're going old school, Mike.
Do I have you on?
I don't know. I don't sound... There we go.
Yeah, you're there.
Now I'm there.
You're there. And you know why we're going old school?
Why is that? Because you can't find...
Because I can't find the other thing.
He can't leave you alone for a minute, man.
No, I know it. I know it. No, you're not on.
Am I not still?
Are you on now?
Hello? I don't know, man. Should I just use your mic?
I
can go by you.
No, I don't know. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to be on. Are you on now?
Am I on now?
Okay.
Hey.
There you go.
Wow.
All right.
That was some of the most trenchant, insightful things I've ever said, too, and nobody heard them.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't understand any of it, but it makes sense. Or it didn't make sense.
No, not
Mike
so
Schultz
much.
Mike Schultz is here with the movie reviews with the River City Reader, and we're going to get to those in just a matter of moments. But now it sounds like I'm not on.
What's happening?
Huh? It kind of sounds like, well, no, I'm
no,
on.
I think you're there.
Okay.
I hear you on.
We had Rosanna Arquette on the show just moments ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. They're,
you're kidding. What's she up to these days?
Well, she's promoting the Blu-ray release of Pulp Fiction. And for some reason, Jackie Brown, too.
Even though well,
she
that's
wasn't,
odd.
Even though she wasn't in Jackie Brown.
No.
But maybe
don't
it's,
that.
I don't know, maybe they're packaged together or something.
Okay.
I don't
what
know.
Else is she doing these days? I kind of miss her.
Apparently, listening to Radiohead records is what she said.
All right.
For the most part.
Well,
but
that's
cool. I was just thinking that her little, she's only in the one scene.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favorite
it's
scenes.
A good scene.
In that. The look on her face.
Yeah, right before she gets the shot. Yeah.
Right before they're going to give like, the adrenaline shot.
What's going to happen?
No, she's just like, this is great.
Yeah. It's a perfect moment. Yeah. Yeah, she's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, she's awfully good.
I loved her in After Hours, too. You remember that one? The Martin Scorsese movie?
Yeah.
Gosh, she's good in that.
She was good. I mean, the first time I remember her was in, she was in Executioner's Song.
Yes, Mr. Tommy Lee Jones.
And I brought up the fact that she looked awfully good in t-shirts in that particular
right.
movie, and she was like, "Oh, okay. I guess
now I'm uncomfortable.
I'll take that as a, I'll take that as kind of a creepy flattery." But then I also noticed that she was in an episode of James at 15.
Really?
Yes,
I don't remember
that.
The
Lance
all.
Kerwin,
sure.
Vehicle,
absolutely.
And I'm thinking, Rosanna Arquette at like 19. That had to cause some problems for the character of James at 15.
Chances are good. Yeah. What did she do on the show?
I just stimulated him.
I
have
right?
to, because I mean,
and
was,
millions of viewers.
And that was basically the premise of the entire show was,
okay.
Uh-oh, I have an erection.
Ah. An unsung classic, James at 15.
Right.
Yeah, I watched
like,
it.
Oh,
sure.
No, they asked me. Oh, God.
That's
I'm going to have
great.
To hide in the closet because I have an erection.
And I'm the only one who gets them. Yeah. Well,
so
poor
anyway,
me.
All right. Well, we've got some movies to get to, and then we've got a couple movies that are showing up at the cinemas this weekend, which is brought to you by Rave Motion Pictures, Rave 53 or Rave 18 on 53rd. So anyway, yeah. What did we see last week?
50-50, the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen.
Okay.
He's diagnosed with cancer. And
the comedy about the guy who's...
The cancer comedy.
And he doesn't know if he's going to live or die.
Exactly. It's 50-50.
It's a 50-50.
It's yeah, flip a coin. Uh-huh. It's quite good.
Is
it's
it?
Quite good. Yeah, uh-huh. Really well written, very nicely performed, and there's Seth Rogen. You know, you have to put up with him, kind of. But he's playing himself in the movie, so you forgive it. I mean, he's literally playing himself. I mean,
yeah.
It's a story based on him and his buddy,
right.
And the screenwriter.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so he's kind of typically obnoxious. It's just time to give it a rest. But, again, he's playing literally Seth Rogen, so you go, okay, it's fine. Anna Kendrick, hilarious in it. She's
yeah.
great.
Uh-huh.
And Levitt's really good. Yeah, nice movie.
So
nice piece of work.
I mean, is it what kind of comedy is it then? Is it tugging on your heartstrings or
it's,
not?
There's a little heartstring tugging by the end, yeah, because yeah. once he's going in kind of for the final treatment and stuff, it's you start going, well, maybe not. Maybe he won't make it,
yeah.
you know? Yeah, so keeps you hooked throughout. I really
okay.
liked it.
Yeah.
Really liked
okay.
it.
All right.
There was that Anna Faris movie, What's Your Number?
Right.
Which, and you don't like her, I know. Or just not a fan of her films. I can't tell what...
It's not that I necessarily dislike her,
uh-huh.
but, I mean, the movies... She's never been in a. Has she been anything that's a good movie?
Well, she has, but she doesn't have a big part in that. Like Lost in Translation is great.
Okay, well, yeah.
The Brokeback Mountain. These are good movies.
Okay,
but
yeah.
they're not about her at all.
Yeah, but when she has to.
But
carry
when she's carrying, yeah, not so good. And this one's
not so good. Yeah. I'm not saying it's her fault that the scary movies are what they are.
Right. But she could pick better. Yeah, she could have picked better this time too. Yeah, it's pretty lame.
And
but
the premise again is
she slept with 19 guys and reads this magazine article saying that, you know, once you've slept with 20, your chance of getting married are like nil.
Right, but she wants to have sex.
Yes. So what she wants to do is just retread the boyfriend. Exactly. Go back to my past 19 boyfriends and see which one could actually be a match made in heaven for me. Yeah, yeah, it's so high concept as you can imagine, and it's, you know how it's going to end. I mean, she gets a friendship developed with hunky Chris Evans, you know, and well,
who's the guy who basically what kind of informed her of this?
No, he's a neighbor. He just hangs out. He's frequently naked outside his apartment, so they become pals.
Okay.
And guess what happens?
Yeah.
So who cares? Right. But it's not awful. It's okay. And then I saw Dream House, the one with Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz.
This is the horror movie.
Well, you'd think.
But not.
Based on the trailers, you'd think this is kind of a haunted house movie and there's like dead kids maybe running around and I'm not quite sure what's happening.
Yeah.
It's not. It's kind of like this psychological thriller about, is Daniel Craig crazy or is he sane? With a lot of dealing back and forth between fantasy and reality.
But
and,
he is seeing things.
Yeah.
He's seeing and hearing
He's
things.
Seeing dead people, sort of. Yeah.
And it's just a matter of whether or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's and so it starts out, you're kind of interested in how it develops, and then about a half hour in, it just starts getting really, really silly. And by the end, you might as well just be laughing out loud. It's just really contrived and ridiculous.
Right. So kind of a strange choice for him, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not such a good one for any of them. Naomi Watts is in it for some untold reason. It's just a really weak role. So, yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
So 50-50 out of the
50-50.
Batch.
Yeah, enjoyed that quite a bit.
All right. Didn't go 50-50. It sounds to me like you kind of went
one for three. 33 and a third.
Yeah,
66 and a
okay,
two 30, thirds.
33 and a third as opposed to 50.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens this week. This week, there's just you're going to catch up on one. What are you going to get?
Yeah, I'm going to catch Courageous, which is a movie about cops, and I don't know much else about it, except it's by the guys who did Fireproof and I think those Kirk Cameron movies.
Right, okay. And then there's two movies that are being released.
Yeah, what do we got? We have The Ides of March, political drama thriller, I guess, kind of a talky thriller about a senatorial campaign in Ohio, if I'm correct. But it's got George Clooney, Ryan Gosling, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Marissa Tomei, Jeffrey Wright. Really good cast. Really good cast. So, yeah.
And George Clooney's great.
Here comes the caveat.
But.
Okay.
And he's in good movies.
But is it wearing you down a bit?
It might be wearing me down just a little bit. It might be just wearing me down in the...
It's like he's so solid. It's like, just stop it.
And it's like, the dialogue is... Who's really that smart? Who really talks, you know?
I understand. I know what you mean. It's like, oh, another Clooney masterpiece.
You do much.
Oh, for the love of... Yeah.
Almost.
Well, and it's weird, too.
Well, in that his character is... I'm not saying he always plays the same character.
Yeah.
But
he always plays... Clooney, in a way.
He does.
Yeah. But in a way that kind of Cary Grant played Cary Grant. You know, I mean, I think so, at least. I think he's amazing. And I like when he goes goofy. I almost prefer that.
Yeah.
Like Burn After Reading or, you know, O Brother or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of thing where it's as opposed to being, you know.
So stalwart.
Well, you know.
Very well groomed.
Well dressed and exactly knowing what you're supposed to say.
Yeah. And like every 2 years we get one of these.
Yeah.
Like Up in the Air and Michael Clayton. And right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right.
So here's a clip from Ides of March.
It says we're going to help people get an education. We're going to create a national unity. We're going to teach young people a trade. And we're going to get them out of debt for their college loans. Now, where does that fail?
Oh, that's exactly right, Governor. It's just, if you're going to do it, do it. Make it mandatory, not voluntary.
That'll poll well.
Mandatory. Everybody who turns 18 or graduates high school gives 2 years of service to his or her country. And for that, your college education is paid for, period.
Paul likes this.
Mm-hmm. The beauty of it is that everybody who's over the age of 18 or past the age of eligibility will be for it. Why not?
And all of the others
can't vote. Too young.
Makes sense.
kind of does.
Kinda,
I don't know.
Just kind of jump.
A few parents might be. Uh-huh. They might blanch a little at that.
Yeah.
Idea, but I mean, but seriously, yeah, it's pretty solid.
And
there
again,
we go.
I don't know, and like, yeah, maybe sometimes, maybe, and I know people can't help this because people are who they are, but
yeah.
Just sometimes the cadence, just it's, you know what I mean?
Well, it's funny. Every time I listen to Clooney, but I don't get to see him, yeah. All I think is Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's yeah. All I can think
oh,
about. It's like I just hear Mr. Fox talking. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Another great goofy performance.
Yeah, well, there's,
you
nothing
know?
Wrong. There's nothing wrong with
no,
that.
No, that's a great
All
movie.
Right, the next one is Real Steel, and I will apologize to begin with okay. Because I don't know that this clip gives us a whole lot of insight.
Let's see what
anything.
Happens.
And I don't know that there is a ton of insight.
Well, it's boxing robots.
Boxing
Do we need
robots.
To know anything else?
So this might say it all.
Okay.
We'll see.
In the corner to my right, the challenger, Adam! And in the corner to my left, the undeniable champion of this universe and any other universe known or unknown, the mighty Zeus! And now, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for Real Steel?
So there you have it.
Okay.
I don't know if that explains.
I think that's the plot in a nutshell, right?
I think I would basically kind of bet on the master of the universe of this universe.
Was his name Juice? Did I hear that right?
Was it Zeus?
Zeus? Zeus sounds better. Okay.
This universe and any
and
universe
any other
known, or,
known
unknown?
Or unknown?
I think I gotta go with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd think.
You'd think, but I think the other guys are our hero.
Guy wins,
yeah,
so.
We'll see. But I don't know. The reviews on this one are actually pretty good.
Are actually pretty
so
good.
Far.
And Hugh
yeah.
Jackman's in it.
And Hugh Jackman's fun, you know?
But
yeah, we'll give it a shot.
But he doesn't have the little nutty Wolverine haircut.
No,
does
he does not. Nah, nah, sorry.
All right, well, we'll check it out, and we'll Mike will be back next Friday, and we'll find out about those two fine films.
Sounds, sounds good to me.
Or hoping. Here's Foo Fighters and Walk. Thank you, Mike.
Pleasure. Thank you.